Here's the latest from the PNC studio at Halas Hall. Bears tight end Trey Burton spoke to the media Wednesday, and he praised Mitchell Trubisky during the Bears' final week of OTAs.
He's special, really special. He has a great live arm. He can make, you know, the tough throws. Obviously, extremely athletic, you know, being able to run. And tight end in general in this offense is fun, you know, because you get to do a little bit of everything, and they move you around. You can line up outside, you can line up tight, you know, a bunch of different things. But it all starts, you know, with Mitch and how well he can read defenses and make reads and check into getting us in the right play. And as he grows, you know, with that, we'll grow together collectively as an offense.
One of the Bears' offensive weapons was back on the field this week. Allen Robinson participated in OTAs for the first time.
It's really good to see him out there, and he didn't do enough to say what he did one way or the other, but it's a positive sign when he's out there and he's able to run some plays and just kind of, for his mindset, just get out there. It's going to be a day-by-day process for him, but to have him out there, I know it felt good for the offense, and that was good.
On the other side of the ball, Leonard Floyd started participating in 7-on-7 drills, and Vic Fangio says he expects him to be full speed by training camp. Fangio also said he likes the continuity he sees from the defense this year more than ever before.
There's less changes this year, so I do feel more continuity. And that's helpful. But ultimately, we still have to go out and play good. You know, I know you guys are all interested in the rookies, and understandably so, but I think some of the veterans have gotten better through this time, too, and there's guys that still have a long ways to go, and there's more we can get out of these guys.
The Bears also had some special guests Wednesday at Halas Hall. Members of the Chicago Police Department and youth explorers from four different districts visited the Bears after practice. For all of your Bears news anytime, visit ChicagoBears.com and download the Bears official mobile app.